Making excuses is a big joke. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with Instant Illumination. Making...
Faire de l'excuse.
Making what?
Excuse.
Making excuses is a big joke. I'm checking to see if she's listening to me. She's translating, and when she translates in another gear.
Allora, quando le traduce in un'altra marcia.
She gets up and translates for me.
Lei traduce per me.
And I ask her what she said, and she has no idea.
E io le chiedo cosa hai detto, e lei non si ricorda.
All she knows is she translated.
E tutto quello che lei sa è che lei ha tradotto.
So then I play my talk back two or three times.
Allora io prendo il mio discorso e la faccio risuonare.
So she can just play and listen to it, you know.
Di sentire due o tre volte.
Which makes it very nice.
But
making excuses is a big joke.
Ma fare delle scuse è uno scherzo.
I was talking to Ingeborg here, and I said, Ingeborg, how was your friend that came up to see you today? And she said, she started coughing, and I offered her some water and so, and then she kept coughing. I said, Ingeborg, how was your friend that came up? You know, and she couldn't breathe. And what she was doing was what most people do, trying to figure out what the person did. What the person was doing when they came and what they had said. And that's just making excuses. A cough is an excuse for, you know, not having it on the tip of your tongue. Now, what really did happen? What really did happen when your friend came to visit? What did your friend offer you some wonderful advice? Or was your friend the ideal expression of a magnificent person? See, that's what she remembers. Her friend was the ideal expression of a magnificent person. And that's what she remembers. Now, if you wish, I can go into other details too, but that's not important. But you were making an excuse for trying to come up with, how do I say what a magnificent woman she was, and how wonderful she was, and how good she was, and how fine she was. And then, now that's not really what I meant, because I was going to tell her how inadequate she was and how unable she was to be helpful to me, and how she did everything just like you did, Herb. She was showing me the movements and program just like you do, and we really didn't need her up here at all, because Herb, you did all that stuff for us. And of course, if I say that to Ingeborg now, she'd say, but that wasn't really what I was going to say. That wasn't really how I was going to talk about it. But you see, when you have excuses, when you make excuses for presenting something, not making your mind come up with what, Ellen?
Excuses.
Huh?
Excuses.
Yeah, but not making your mind come up with the first
thought.
Then you have excuses. Everything other than the first thought is an excuse. So, now, Ingeborg knew what that lady was. And all she had to do was say, wow. Now, you need a better description than that? That's quite clear of the kind of lady she was. Now, are you glad you came? Ah, you know, she doesn't even have to use any words. She just emotes out there in this wonderful feeling of emotion. And what are you doing? But you're making excuses because you're trying to come up with intellectualism to describe an emotional experience. Now, the more often that all of us talk about our first thought, the more wonderful we are, and the more happy we are, and the more content we are. But if we're going to go after our second thought and our third thought, then we're going to be coughing. We're going to be sneezing. We're going to be hem and haw. You know. Now, Sylvia is madly in love, and there's nothing we can do about it. She's just madly in love, and I don't know. I tried to warn her against it, but she's madly in love. Now, Sylvia, does Mr. Obama ever hem and haw? Does he ever look for words?
Uh-uh.
See, she's madly in love. Does Mr. Obama ever, is he ever at a loss to express himself?
No.
Does he ever at a loss to understand everything that's going on?
No. Nope.
Why?
Because he's there. First thought.
That's what we're talking about. Yeah. He listens to his first thought, and he is there, like you say, but he's listening to his first thought, and he is speaking on it. And what is his first thought?
Perfect.
Correct. Perfect. Mm-hmm. His first thought is right. Now, why didn't we have Obamas before this? Why didn't we have people who could stand up and stand before these things? Now, most politicians, they give a slate, and they say, this is what we're going to do. And you know full well that they may never get around to any of those things. And that's normal. Mm-hmm. Now, when you heard Obama speak, what did you feel? Did you feel confidence?
Mm-hmm.
Did you feel that, I think that's what he's going to do. I think that's really what he's after. Now, how many days has he been in office? Just a week or so? Now, what has he done in that week or so?
A lot. He has started a lot of the things he said he would do.
He has already got Congress to agree on the master budget for income for people. He has worked on all of the various branches of the office, all of the Congress, and he's getting everything going beautifully. Now, why?
Because he follows his first thought.
He follows his first thought, and he
listens within.
He believes in himself. He listens within.
Self-confident.
He's self-confident. Now, could you do that? Sure. Why don't you?
I do.
Well, if you do, then you would never take offense at something that's done about you or from you and misunderstand it. You would never have let anyone say to you, you know, your slip is showing. You'd say, oh, good, I was planning on having it show, so you'd see how pretty that new one is that I just bought, you know. And what can the person say? They can't say a thing. The thing is, when you are always on top of yourself and on top of everything, no one can push your buttons. No one can make you feel unhappy. No one can take away your good. No one can take anything from you. They can only give, and that's wonderful. Now, Ingeborg?
Yes, sir.
From what you tell me, which was not very much, I will guess that that woman that came to visit you was a number one outstanding lady, right?
Yes.
You can say it with a little more enthusiasm if you want, unless she wasn't. Was she a number one outstanding lady?
Yes.
Yes.
Sometimes I have not the strength.
You have the strength to tell me sometimes you don't have the strength. Now, come on now. Look, pussycat.
Yes, sir.
You've got all the meowing in you that the world would want to hear. All you have to do is say, meow, meow. And was she one of the most outstanding ladies that you have seen in a long time?
She is.
She is. Great. Now, what was it about her that made her outstanding?
Her facial expression.
And her facial expression?
And the words she used.
And her vocabulary, her grammar. Did she make any excuses for anything? She knew what she was talking about, didn't she?
And when we went through the garage and later she told me that you keep everything very clean.
That's very nice. She said, you keep everything very clean. Now, who does that? We all do that. You just enjoy it. Or is it that you that keeps it clean?
My share.
You sweep. You do your share. That's good. Okay, but you see, this is what you want to do. Now, Why would it be so easy to talk about your friend who came to visit today? I will tell you. It would be so easy to talk about your friend who came to visit today because she's just like you. Would you say that's true?
Yo-yo.
Yo-yo. Believe it. If I said to Ellen, she looks just as beautiful as Obama's wife, what would Ellen say to me?
Yes.
Yes. No hesitation. Yes. Yes. Yes, I am beautiful. Beauty does not mean your body build or anything else. Beauty means your charisma, your inner magic, your inner glow. And her inner glow is wonderful, isn't it? And Ellen's inner glow is wonderful. Now, does Sylvia have that same inner glow too?
Yes.
Yes. Does Ingeborg have that same inner glow?
Yes.
I didn't hear that.
Yes.
Thank you very much. It sounded like it was a sleepy one. And what about Mattia? Does he have that same inner glow?
Yes.
Yes.
I understand.
Wonderful. Well, he does. And now, why does he have that inner glow?
He likes himself.
Oh.
You like yourself?
No, that's true.
He is secure in what he is doing.
He doesn't make excuses for anything. As you say, he's secure in what he's doing. And what he does, he says, okay, I'll take care of it. How do you want it done? What's that, Ellen?
I just translated.
Oh, that's nice of you. Ellen is translating this into Italian for him because he's in the process of learning perfect English. And he's on a crash course of 1 hour. Every hour.
By the way,
okay, now, we want to have this thing go positive. Now, was your by the way about not making excuses? No, okay. Well, let's have the not making excuses first. So, are you ready to live your life without excuses?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Se tu puoi vivere la tua vita senza fare scuse, dare delle scuse.
You want excuses?
Vuoi fare delle scuse?
Non lo so.
I don't know.
Huh?
He said, I don't know.
No, well, the thing is, an excuse is when you haven't made up your mind if you're going to do something or not.
Una scusa è una cosa che quando tu non ti sei deciso di fare una cosa.
Mattia? The bank opens at 9.
La banca apre alle 9.
You have won the sweepstakes of $10 million.
E tu hai vinto la lotteria di $10,000.
Anytime.
Milioni di dollari.
Anytime after 9 o'clock, you can go down and pick up your money.
Ogni tempo dopo le 9 puoi andare a prendere la tua somma che hai vinto.
Where will you be at 8:30?
Dove tu saresti alle 8:30?
You'll be sitting in the car waiting for the bank to open.
E tu sei nella tua macchina pronto che la banca apre.
Alle 8:30.
He said, if the bank only opens at 9 o'clock, why do I have to be half an hour early?
Oh, you don't.
No.
I'm saying your enthusiasm for being there would put you there early because you want to be there.
Perché la tua gioia, tua entusiasmo ti porta lì presto.
It's not a matter that the money is going to be any more readily to you.
Non dipende che i soldi sono lì pronti prima o dopo.
But if you're human, and I think you are,
ma se sei un essere umano e io penso che sei,
you'd be down there ahead of time waiting.
Ma tu sei lì prima per aspettare.
Oh yeah. These are games we like to play, aren't they?
Yeah. Sono dei giochi che ci piacciono a giocare.
So, if you ever make an excuse,
se tu fai una scusa,
just remember that's no excuse.
Ricorda che non è una scusa.
Because there's no need ever to make an excuse if you're not there on time or if you're late or early or whatever, it's not an excuse.
Non abbiamo bisogno di fare delle scuse.
You just are there
or not.
Or not.
Sei lì per prendere i soldi o non ci sei.
And it doesn't matter.
E non fa niente.
And when you get to that point,
e se tu arrivi a quel punto lì,
then you have taken Bill Gates and Warren Buffett and all the rest of the billionaires, put them into one pot, and you own the pot.
E allora tu metti Bill Gates e tutti quelli ricconi in un vaso solo e tu hai il vaso.
Interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now these are the things that make the world go round.
Queste sono le cose che fanno girare il mondo.
So you have a lovely day and know that when you no longer make excuses,
tu non fai più delle scuse,
but you're just so excited about living that you just talk about being and doing rather than excuses, you're the happiest person in the world.
Allora, se tu non dai più delle scuse, ma perché la vita tu la trovi così eccitante, piena di gioia, senza di fare delle scuse, allora tu ce l'hai fatta.
I love you, I love you, I love you.
Love you, thank you.
I love you.
You didn't translate that.
Sì. I love you. Oh, I love you, I love you, I love you. Ti voglio bene, ti voglio bene, ti voglio bene.
Ah, so, si voglio bene. About time. I love you, I love you, I love you.
I love you.